What Keeps You Up at Night, Season 2, The Night I Didn't Sleep.
It was very violent, not only in the Assembly and the Senate, but in the media, in the streets.
When you're opposing a bill, you table a lot of amendments. You know very well that this is not useful, but it does demonstrate a position.
If we need to stay the night, we stay the night.
Pour 331 contre 225.
The French Parliament has approved a historic law allowing same-sex couples to marry and to adopt children.
I remember vividly that at that moment we erupted in joy because it was the culmination of a long struggle.
In April 2013, France legalized same-sex marriage. It took more than 170 hours of debates in the National Assembly and many sleepless nights for the deputies. We wanted to know more about their lives during that period of time. Every detail, every anecdote, every feeling that punctuated the debates. These are the stories of the people who fought for same-sex marriage. The same-sex marriage bill was at the center of the campaign of François Hollande. He was the Socialist Party candidate who would go on to become president. Spearheaded by Christiane Taubira, the then Minister of Justice, the proposition of law was presented to Parliament in November 2012. The debates around it did not start until January of the next year. It would take 6 months and more than 33 parliamentary sessions for its approval. Along with Christiane Taubira, another member of government at the center of this law was Dominique Bertinotti, the family minister at the time.
I think there has been very few laws that have needed that much time of debate over such a long period of time.
And
to start this news bulletin, let's head to the National Assembly and its sleepless night for the deputies, who didn't sleep at all last night as the debates on same-sex marriage continued and is still going on.
We've had debates at night because, of course, the opposition tabled so many amendments. So, if we want the parliamentary work to move forward, we have to go over all the amendments. If we need to stay the night, we stay the night.
Amendments are the weapon of the opposition.
The opposition was formed by the right-wing parties in the Assembly. Benoît Apparu is one of the only conservative deputies who voted for the law.
When you're opposed to a text and want to demonstrate to public opinion that you're opposed to it, you table a lot of amendments. You know very well that this is not useful. You know very well that it only lengthens debates, but it does demonstrate a position. If you table three amendments, the public opinion, your electorate and the press will consider that you are very weakly opposed to the subject. If you table 5,000 amendments, it will translate as a real opposition to the reform.
Ils s'opposent vraiment à ce sujet-là.
When you're in the night, you feel like the universe is kind of closing you up. You're in a sort of closed cup, and you have all those lights surrounding you. And those lights are not really the best ones. So it's a very particular atmosphere. You kind of feel locked there. And you know, I hate confinement, intellectual confinement, but also the physical one that the night session imposed on us. I think I remember that at some point during one of the night sessions, we played Les Mots Bleus by Christophe. It was a way for us to get out of this obsessive way of dealing with the debates, which is what some of the deputies were doing. You know, deputies can send little notes to the minister. So I received messages such as, "You're right, we need to keep going." And that's when you realize that this law touched something so deep, so personal inside of each deputy, whoever they are. It resonated with a personal experience, with the family, with the kids. Maybe some of the children were homosexuals themselves. So it had a deeply human side.
You're
exhausted when you go out of those day and night sessions, especially when you feel like it hasn't made the debate move forward.
Quand on a des séances de nuit et qu'elles se terminent,
when you have night sessions and at the end pretty late, all you ever want is to go home as quick as possible, because you know you're going to have to start very early the next morning.
Il y a une sorte de, je dirais, de d'épreuve physique, hein, d'endurance.
So it's kind of a physical struggle too. It's also about endurance, about not letting the tiredness take you over. Because you need to be strong, especially for those types of debates.
Et on savait que, au fond, ces opposants cherchaient l'épuisement.
And we know that opponents were looking for our exhaustion. And maybe they wanted flows to pick in the majority, which hasn't been the case.
Ce qui n'a pas été le cas.
It wasn't the case, and that's very good.
Bertinotti was not the only minister battling the opposition. At her side, Alain Vidalis, the minister in charge of parliamentary relations, attended one debate after another.
Les nuits de débat ne m'ont jamais fait peur, puisque c'est la réalité aussi de la vie d'un député.
Nighttime debates have never scared me, since it's the reality of a deputy's life. So when you are a minister, you're already used to this very, very particular rhythm. Of course, sometimes you drink some energy drinks or coffees in excess, but well, we are used to these types of endurance tests.
De marathon. En l'occurrence, ce qui était bien, c'est
in this case, what was nice was that there were three of us. And I really think that that's what allowed us to hold on throughout the process, with or without Christiane Taubira, who was at the forefront. And finally, our teamwork and collaboration were effective, and it also destabilized the opposition in a way, because they did not expect us three to be present so often.
Les pains au chocolat sont arrivés et je voudrais vous demander à cette occasion une suspension de séance d'une demi-heure pour qu'au moins on prenne le temps de prendre un petit déjeuner.
Il n'y a pas de lieu particulier pour se reposer.
There is no specific spot to rest in the assembly. The ministers do like the other deputies. They go get a coffee at our refreshment bar every time there is a recess. But there is no reconciliation, nor a relaxed atmosphere. Everyone huddles in their corner with their teams. Of course, we are civil to each other. People say hello and goodbye, but there is no familiarity during these moments.
Il y a une tradition, notamment quand on siège le samedi.
There is a tradition, especially when we are sitting sessions on Saturdays and Sundays, of inviting the deputies on duty to come to a dinner in the Clermont Hotel, in the Varennes Street, in the building of the Ministry of Parliamentary Relations.
Rue de Varennes, à l'hôtel de Clermont, où siège le ministère des Relations avec le Parlement.
But towards the end of the debates, things were so tense that the deputies of the opposition systematically refused our invitation.
Que même les députés de l'opposition ne venaient pas à notre invitation. Je me souviens de cette époque où j'avais envoyé un SMS.
I remember that time when I sent a text to one of my friends, telling him I wasn't sure that my dog would recognize me when I came back home. The truth is, I stayed basically 1 month without coming back to the Landes, in the southwest where I was living. But that's the price to pay to have this kind of responsibility. You make it work with your family for travel plans. They must have come to Paris at least one weekend during that time so we could see each other.
At the time, Dominique Bertinotti faced another challenge that impacted her personal life.
J'ai vécu une situation un peu particulière.
My experience was a bit particular. I mean, of course, as a politician, especially as a woman politician, You learn to live with the political violence. There are different degrees of violence.
Et puis, malheureusement pour moi, en plein cours
in the middle of the debates on the same-sex marriage, I was diagnosed with cancer.
Et j'avais décidé de ne pas en faire.
I decided not to make it a public announcement because I think there would have been an outpouring of unbearable and unacceptable comments. At the same time, I had to deal with it.
Et au fond, ça m'a fait hiérarchiser.
But eventually, it helped me set my priorities straight. Because when you have an illness this bad, where it's a question of life or death, the violence that some were displaying left me quite indifferent.
C'est indifférente.
C'est trop facile, Monsieur le Président. C'est trop facile. L'indignité avec laquelle s'est exprimée Madame la Ministre. Vous êtes indigne, Madame
you
la
are
ministre.
A disgrace, Minister. Vous êtes you are a disgrace because of your behavior.
Le comportement qui était le vôtre. C'est scandaleux.
La séance est suspendue pour 5 minutes.
Ça a été très violent. Beaucoup de violence.
It was very violent. There was a lot of violence, even in the Assembly. There were about 40 deputies from the opposition who were very aggressive, and they were there day and night, over and over again. They always used the same arguments. We heard things we would have rather not have heard.
Voulu éviter. On a comparé les enfants qui allaient être élevés dans ces familles.
They compared children raised in homoparental families to Playmobiles. There were talks about sexual tourism, reproduction tourism. What was really surprising is that, sadly, it ended up opening the gates for people to say out loud all types of homophobic fantasies.
Des fantasmes, au lieu de dire, voilà...
And instead of acknowledging that homosexuals just wanted to be normal citizens, like everyone, opponents brought up the idea that we were going to destroy, I don't know, humanity.
Je ne sais pas quoi, l'humanité. Donc, beaucoup, beaucoup, beaucoup de violence.
And so there was a lot of violence. And there was no respite from this violence at all.
Benoît apparut.
The debate started quite appropriately and gradually became more and more poisonous from both sides, from both the promoters and the opponents of same-sex marriage. It became, unfortunately, an affair of uncontrolled emotions on all sides.
Non contrôlé sur le plan des émotions des uns et des autres.
On the one hand, you want to destroy the family. On the other, you're homophobic. I think that this way of approaching debates by crystallizing things makes it impossible to have peaceful debates.
The debate remained violent until the very last night. Alain Vidalis recalls.
Vous avez regardé comment ça s'est passé. Il y a eu un incident.
Did you see what happened? There was an extremely rare but major physical incident that was an outburst by the deputies of the opposition who tried to attack a person behind me. I had to intervene to stop this absurdity.
Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé? Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé? Bon,
vas-y, vas-y.
Mes chers collègues, la séance est suspendue. La séance est suspendue. Allez.
We were head against head. It stopped here, and the ushers are used to deputies getting mad. But even they were flabbergasted by the behavior of those deputies that day. You're not really prepared for this kind of event. But usually, no one ever comes to hands. But at this moment, tensions were extremely high in the assembly. It was a deleterious atmosphere.
Tempers were running high in the assembly, but also outside of it. The protests started even before the bill was presented.
La mobilisation contre la réforme du mariage et de l'adoption démarre.
The mobilization against this reform began in August 2012 on the initiative of part of the clergy. And from there, a large-scale social movement was born. It was called La Manif pour tous, which means the protest for everyone.
Emmanuel Hiver is a sociologist specialized in the mobilizations in favor of the recognition of homoparental families in France.
On peut dire que l'opposition au mariage et à l'adoption, il est composé.
The opposition to same-sex marriage is made up of both the religious part, with priests, and part of the clergy.
Une partie du clergé, mais aussi d'une mobilisation plus séculière.
But also of a more secular mobilization made up of conservative Catholics who come together within the Manif pour tous.
Au sein de la Manif pour tous. La Manif pour tous, comment elle se mobilise? Elle se mobilise
en... With la Manif pour tous mobilizing, the most visible things are the street demonstrations. These are massive and frequent throughout the debates. However, the Manif pour tous is not just about protests.
Après, elle ne se contente pas de...
It lobbies members of parliament, and its spokespeople are very present in the media.
Très présente à travers ses représentants et ses représentantes dans les médias. Et au moment où la Manif pour tous
And while the Manif pour tous was emerging, LGBT associations organized a demonstration too. It was very well attended, but compared to the Manif pour tous, it was not much. Not really in terms of how many people attended, but rather because it was only one demonstration, while the Manif pour tous organized them every Saturday.
C'est pas tous les samedis qui comme la Manif pour tous.
The rallying of la Manif pour tous was tireless, and it continued until the very last day.
Lorsque vous avez un débat parlementaire.
When you have a parliamentary debate and at the same time you have demonstrations in the street, it impacts the atmosphere of the assembly.
De l'assemblée.
Benoît a paru.
Ça change l'ambiance parce qu'on
It changes the mood because you're standing on something. You rely on mobilization. When you have the previous day or 2 days before or the following day a big protest that is planned, you're going to use this argument. You're going to say, Madame Minister, your law sucks. The proof is that 2 million people are demonstrating against this law. That's proof that the French don't support you. That is going to be used as an argument.
Hundreds of thousands of couples scrutinized the debates that could change their lives. Anne and her girlfriend had a son together. Anne wanted to adopt her son, and the law would allow for that. The couple couldn't imagine the impact that the debates would have on their personal lives.
Il y avait tous ces débats qui passaient à la télé, je les regardais pas.
There were all these debates on TV. I wasn't really watching because I was trying not to involve my kid. He was too young and I didn't want to worry him. But he must have felt our concerns even though he was very young because we used to talk about it from time to time. There was this one time he woke up from a nap screaming, all red. He couldn't calm down. He was having a panic attack. Unbelievable. I didn't understand what was wrong because I hadn't done or said anything that day. Finally, I asked him, is it because of what's happening with the family? And he responded, yes, that's it. And poof, instantly he fell asleep, immediately relieved. That's when I realized these things really impact children as well. They affect the whole family.
Pour 331 contre 225.
The French Parliament has approved a historic law allowing same-sex couples to marry and to adopt children.
France has legalized gay marriage on Tuesday after a fierce national debate.
France has become the latest country to legalize same-sex marriage.
Le jour où a été votée la loi,
the day the law on same-sex marriage was voted will always be engraved in my mind.
Ad vitam aeternam. Parce que
because when we were voting, there was this little moment of tension. You never know. But then we heard the results. The law was voted.
Donc la loi a été adoptée, mais les députés.
And so all the deputies from the majority and those who voted the law stood up and. I don't know. We all fell into the arms of one another. It was the culmination of so many hours that we spent together, especially with some deputies who had been very consistent and who had been genuinely supporting us. There was so much emotion.
Beaucoup d'émotion.
C'était un truc qui changeait rien et qui changeait tout à la fois.
It was something that changed nothing and changed everything at the same time. I remember vividly that at that moment we erupted in joy because it was the culmination of a long struggle. I think we were instantly relieved. I immediately thought of my child, that I could be his mother and that finally I could ensure that he's protected by both parents because from the beginning we wondered if something were to happen to his legal mother. We didn't know if our connection could endure.
Et en plus, le soir, juste après,
And then in the evening, I went to a party in the 4th arrondissement of Paris.
Et alors là, c'est une soirée, je sais pas, les gens venaient me voir.
People were falling in my arms to thank me.
Me remercier.
And it felt almost unreal, this sort of relief, this feeling of freedom.
Libération, c'était, pour certains, c'était la fin des souffrances, la fin de la
stigmatisation. For some people, it was the end of suffering, the end of the stigma. So those were extraordinary moments, politically extraordinary. I had never experienced such moments of... I'm
going
to use a word I shouldn't use as a secular person, but those were moments of communion, of progress. It was a law from the Republic, a law about equality. This evening celebration went on throughout the night. I don't know until what time.
Je sais même pas si j'ai trouvé les moyens de dormir, parce que c'est très...
I don't even know if I managed to sleep. It was euphoria inducing.
Il y avait tellement d'humanité.
There was so much humanity, so much emotion. And the crowd, you don't get over the surplus of emotions just like that. I'm not sure whether I slept well that night.
J'ai très bien dormi cette nuit-là.
Consentez-vous à prendre pour époux Benigno Gomez Rivera?
Oui.
Au nom de l'amour.
10 years after these events, more than 70,000 gay weddings have been celebrated throughout France. Gilbert and Benigno were married in October 2013.
It's probably been at least 7 years since I've last watched the recording.
C'est une image d'un mariage normal, avec une émotion plus forte parce que c'était les miens.
These are images of a normal wedding, with stronger emotion because it was mine. But otherwise, it was like any other wedding.
Ça donnait les mêmes droits, couple homme et femme.
This law gave couples the same rights. Now, when it comes to marriage, we're all on the same page. We're all in the same situation, no matter how we feel about each other. And why shouldn't we all have the same rights and the same spaces?
Et pourquoi pas, ils n'auraient pas les mêmes endroits les uns et les autres.
It's been 47 years. You don't stay together for 47 years if there isn't something between you. It was mainly that before we were married, I didn't have a right to say anything regarding his health care, in case he was hospitalized, and vice versa. So now that we are married, we have these rights. The rights enable both of us to make decisions for one another.
When we both wanted prostate surgery, we had an appointment with the anesthetist, and I wanted to go in with him, but the anesthetist didn't want to. He said, "Who are you to him?" I said, "I am his husband." So with husband, he couldn't say anything.
À la fois, évidemment, c'est un épisode.
Obviously, it's a major episode in the history of equal rights between homosexual and heterosexual people.
Emmanuel Hiver, sociologist.
Mais en même
temps, but at the same time, it had been done with violence and at the price of a very, very, very outspoken homophobia.
Très, très, très décomplexé.
And it was not without effect on the rest of the fight for equal rights. Arguably, we can say that the law for assisted reproduction, the reform of bioethics, and therefore the legalization of assisted reproduction to lesbian couples was slow to come for fear of the opposition it might provoke.
Aujourd'hui, plus personne n'en parle. Plus personne n'en parle. Ce qui est assez.
No one talks about it nowadays. Nobody. Which is pretty incredible when you look back at the violence of the things that were said. I think it should teach people to have more moderate comments in debates. Especially in parliamentary debates.
À des propos plus mesurés dans les débats parlementaires.
When I think back on all that, I'm not sure if proud is the right word, but I feel rather proud of my reasoning at the time. Especially as many of those who voted against at the time are now saying, I messed up, I should have voted yes, because it didn't trigger the transformation of society that they were scared of at the time.
I received
a letter from a woman who was a lesbian after the law was voted, and I almost cried reading it, because in her letter she was saying, thanks to you, I will not be ashamed anymore. All these days, all the nights, they were worth it.
The travel agency told us to pick the honeymoon offer, but the people in La Réunion, they weren't aware that we were two men, and they were a bit surprised. Is it true that you got married? Said the guy renting us the car. With all the mess that it triggered.
And he asked, so did it go well? Yes, yes, we said, without any problem.
This episode was produced by Amanda Mayo, Elitza Gadeva, Liz Kinman, and Maëlle Lyons. Our editor-in-chief was Lauren Bess. Thank you to all who participated in the project. Check out other episodes of The Night I Didn't Sleep on Sciences Po's website and on all platforms.